Poodle McNoodle and the Hara Hotel and all this like
story. Is there anything you can do to help him like solve this? Like, can you bring in a week worth of fatty on like a USB or something?
I suggested that. I go, I can bring you like, maybe I'll try that next time. I can bring you a flash drive of podcasts. And he goes, maybe I don't need to, I'll look into that. He goes, I don't know if I'm allowed to bring that in. I go, cut to, they're all Afterthought Media podcasts.
Cut to, you force him to Patreon subscribe.
He's already a Patreon subscriber.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, you owe it to him.
Yeah. And he laughed. And then I go, he goes, what's Afterthought Media?
Yeah, and he's like, you work here, right?
Yeah, I was like, oh god. So that's what I love, is that he's gonna break the rules so that he can get his big fatty fix.
So I mean,
go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Poodle McNoodle and the Hara Hotel fix.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4587 of BFO for Tuesday the 9th of
September
2025. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you all about the weekend, Big Fatty. Hello, crazies. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all, you crazies, because, you know, the past weekend on Sunday, it was the full moon, the coon moon, as they call it. And, y'all, the crazies are just out. Yes, Big Fatty, the grin doctor's been going crazy. It has. And no gentleman callers to report, but it's needless to say, it's been, let's see, how can I put this without being vulgar? Big Fatty, you can't put anything without being vulgar. Okay, well, it's been very uplifting. Big Fatty vulgar!
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today... Today, the 9th of
September,
y'all, we have a very important anniversarium observed. Big Fatty, that's like that. Holly and Sarge, they have an observed and then a real anniversarium double dipping. That's what it is. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I met this. I only know one of the two of these, betrothed. And but the one I met, y'all met him at the Pride 48 many, many times. He's come to many of them. Y'all, he's come here to the villa and stayed overnight. And y'all even went on my suggestion and spent an evening at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex before it was the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Y'all, if you've met him, you know why he's named Smokin' Hot Joe. Y'all, I'm talking about that one and only Joe Zubia, or is it Joe Zubia? Big Fatty, we don't know. It changes annually. Yes!
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
I say, y'all, also today, the 9th of
September,
y'all, we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all have known this youngster for many, many years, have been on other people's little shows along with him. Y'all, he came to the Pride 48 several times out there in Las Wages. Y'all, he came to Big Fatty's very first meet and greet actually, he's come to a couple of Big Fatty's meet and greets out there in the San Francisco. I think he was responsible for bringing the Howdy Do Pancakes boys, Calvin and JR, to one of my meet and greets out there. Y'all, just as nice a person as you'll ever want to meet. Y'all, he's out there in the Sacatomatoes, California, eh? Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Larkin. Big Fatty, we love the one and only Larkin. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Larkin on the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big
Fatty! Happy birthday!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, think I only got through the early part of For Right from the weekend. And, y'all, spent the day, well, no, Thursday night, I should back up. Thursday night, I'll just fill you in. For Right at Fatty's, y'all, we had a charcuterie board with several different kinds of cheeses and some crackers and some little salamis slices. And, y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious, I tell you. And, you know, we were planning on Crooked Hat and Daniel Biba being here. So, y'all, it was an upgraded charcuterie board. But nonetheless, it was delicious nonetheless. And then we had a deconstructed wedge solid. And we had a country steak with mashed cauliflower and green beans, and y'all, then I made Daniel Biba's mother's strawberry cobbler and dinner rolls. And so y'all, because you know Granny, if there's gravy, Granny's got to have a dinner roll. Yes, Big Fatty, dinner roll Granny. And Thursday night, I cooked the country steak and then, you know, had it in the in the frigidaire overnight, and you know the flavors were there, y'all, and it was good. And if I must say so myself, Big Fatty, clearly you must. And I was the Nip came by for a visit in the afternoon, and y'all, while he was here, I was fiddling around getting different things ready and setting the table and, you know, putting the things out for the appetizers, the plates and the napkins and the baskets with the crackers and the cheese board in getting it in place. And y'all, I was just, you know, doing what I always do. And the Nip says, I never realized how much work you put in for these at Fatty dinners. I said, well, it doesn't happen by itself. So, y'all, that was kind of nice to hear. It was a lovely evening. I don't think there were any shenanigans or anything to report. Everyone loved Mother Biba's. Yes, Mother Biba's strawberry cobbler. We had a little ice cream a la mode is what the kids call it. And with it. And, y'all, I guess everybody left, 9 o'clock, something like that, maybe right before 9 o'clock. And y'all, it was just a quiet rest of the evening. Big Fatty got the the dishwasher started, and y'all, then I took the go to bed pills, but you know I needed to stay up a little bit. Y'all, I've got to tell you, the Atlanta Braves this past weekend, and y'all, they were terrible. They were terrible. They got the asses beat by double digits several times, and I think Sunday night or Sunday. No, it was because they played the noon game on Sunday on the Roku. That's the Roku and the hoo-hoo, the Roku. Oh, Oku. Hoo-hoo, Roku. Beh, Fatty, what's wrong with me? I don't know. but y'all, the game was on at noon. Y'all, they lost 18-2, I say, chew. Y'all, it was awful. It's awful. And I ended up turning it off. But y'all, on Saturday, y'all, Saturday is my ESPN day. And I watched the college game day. You know, that Lee Corso, y'all, he retired. So nobody put on a fancy hat. But y'all, they have a thing where where they choose somebody to try to kick a field goal. It's a student at one of the schools. And last week, y'all, there was a dog that was running around and everything. I think the dog is part of the travels around with. And y'all, the dog, they were getting ready to kick, and the dog went over to the side and took a big dump. This is last week. And y'all, the boy kicked the ball, and y'all, I think he won $100,000, and he was celebrating and everything, and he stepped in the poop. And but that's okay. He can buy him some new shoes with that $100,000. Well, y'all, this past Saturday, y'all, it was Tubby. Tubby was up there, and y'all, and he just... You know, it. If he was walking around, he'd probably be in Crocs. Oh, big Fatty, like Big Ricky, yes. And but he didn't have on Crocs. And y'all, he was a little tubby. And so the guy that sponsors it, he says, you know what? We're gonna make it $200,000 if you kick this, y'all. I'm sure. And he was left-footed, so this was it was unusual. So y'all, the kid kicked it and he made it, and y'all, no poop was involved this week. But y'all, none of them could believe. They were like, well, we didn't have. Oh, Big Fatty, that's the grin doctor. It is. We didn't have the. That on our bingo card today. And y'all, let me just go see what this grin doctor message is. Oh, look at there. Oh, Big Fatty. Y'all, there's a little chicken boy that's interested in Big Fatty. Oh, and y'all, he's down there in the Sawana. You know, Mr. Cackle thinks Sawana is a shithole, and I'm not going to disagree with him. But y'all, What was I saying, y'all? And then I watched the sports ball all afternoon. The coal miners won their game. Y'all, has been a long time since they did that. And y'all, it was a substantial win. And y'all, Saturday night, Saturday night is when you have to get your pills ready for the coming week. And so, y'all, I did that, and y'all slept like a baby. And y'all, by the way, that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, y'all, he says, Brick Rider, you do realize you could have melted your butter in a pan on the stove. And I could have, but that would have messed up a pan. Oh, Big Fatty, the grin doctor again. Y'all are very popular. Very popular. And, got up Sunday morning, y'all, watched that Miss Jane Pauley show, and we were normally record the LFC on Sunday afternoon, but y'all, we had that heavy rain that came through. Y'all, we got 2 inches of rain, and it knocked the power out at Veda's family compound. So the plan was that we would reschedule and record the LFC Monday evening, but I hadn't heard anything from Veda if that's still on the docket or not. Big Fatty, who knew there was a docket? Well, there was. And y'all, while and I turned on the sports ball because the Atlanta Braves were getting the asses beat. And so I turned on the NFL on Sirius and watched some of that. And y'all, one thing I like to do when I'm watching the sports ball and all is y'all, you know, at Friday at Fatty's, I have cloth napkins every week. And y'all, I have lots of them so that I don't have to iron them each week or anything. So y'all, I had about, probably a month's worth of cloth napkins. And y'all, I just put them over the side. And that's what I iron those when I'm watching the sports ball. Oh, Big Fatty, the happy hooker. I mean, homemaker. It's true. And so I did all of that. And y'all, Sunday night was not a big brother. Because they had some kind of, I don't know what it is, the music TV awards. I didn't watch it. I don't remember what I did. No, I know what I did. Y'all, I read some in my new National Geographic. There's something about turtles that they're trying to bring back from extinction or something like that. I'm sure Mr. Cackle can fill us in on that. And, y'all, once again, slept like a baby. And y'all got up on Monday morning, had my coffee. Y'all, I had cheese toast with some bacon crumbled on it. But y'all, I bought some special cheese, shredded cheese. Lurie Warbucks will be very interested in this. But y'all, it was mixed with hot sauce seasoning. And y'all, it was nice and spicy, and it was good. And I had that, and I did my puzzles, and y'all, then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the Big Circle. Big Fatty, we hadn't heard that in a long time, it's true. But y'all, a cool front moved through overnight on Sunday, and y'all, it was absolutely gorgeous outside. Just gorgeous, I tell you. And y'all, then I came in and got my share. And y'all, then I was having lunch with some friends, some old theater friends. And we went to the Outback. And y'all, it's so strange. They had a hamburger with French fries. It was the Bloomin' Onion Burger for $15.29, or you could do the 3-course meal with a solid and the burger and a choice of a side and dessert for $14.99. That's what we got. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, it made no sense in the pricing. And, you got twice as much food for a smaller price. And y'all, I only ate half of my hamburger. I got a baked potato with it. Ate my salad there. Ate half my hamburger. Ate half my baked potato. And I got my cheesecake to go. So y'all, I've got a whole nother meal out of that. So y'all, if you're going to the Outback, check that out. Y'all, it's good deal. At least it was for Big Fatty. And y'all, it was good. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there. You may not recognize those voices. That's the Big Liar, Mike Lawson, and Joe Batance. And Joe, what are your favorite things to hear about on the show?
Poodle McNoodle and the Horror Hotel Fix.
Oh, yes. Well, we want you to get your Horror Hotel Fix. We'll have more about that later this week.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.